So we continue chronologically from the end of the previous parak and the terrible story of Hananiah, the false Navi, who had apparently a great impact on the beliefs of many of the Jewish people, scattered wherever they were, that everything was going to be fine, and 2 years from now everybody's going to come back, and the Geula is coming imminently. Hananiah won't be around to see it. He died within the year, just a couple of months later. But his words have touched a chord among a people who are beginning to start to panic, because Nebuchadnezzar's empire is mighty indeed within just a couple of years, and the yoke of iron is coming. And rather than to submit, to do what Yirmiyah advised them over and over again, give in to Babel, live in peace, stay in your land, keep the Beis HaMikdash, instead, the people are yearning to rebel as if that's going to solve all their problems. So Yirmiyah sends a letter, in particular, to the Golei Babel, to those who had been exiled with Yechoniah, Melech Yehuda, the Sanhedrin, the institutions that are starting to be built, the institutions of Torah that are going to last hundreds, if not a thousand years, for Klal Yisrael to begin to do well in Iran, Iraq, Persia, places where after 2,500 years only recently have become Judenrein, and the Jews have been removed completely. So these are the words in the book, the scroll, that Yirmiyah sent from Jerusalem, El Yeser Ziknei HaGola, to the remainder of the elders of the Gola, the Sanhedrin members who had been sent out there, Vel HaKohanim, and to the priests, Vel HaNevi'im, and to the Nevi'im, the prophets. Don't know how many prophets they had in Babel, but there had to be some. Yechezkel certainly is going to do a lot of prophecy even outside Eretz Israel. Vel Kol Ha'am, Asher Hegla, Nebuchadnezzar, Yerushalayim, Bavela, that Nebuchadnezzar had exiled from Yerushalayim to Babel. Asher Hegla, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel. That's in Megillas Esther, where we meet Mordechai in Eicha Trup, where we hear that he was among those who were exiled. So Yirmiyah sends them a scroll to make sure that they are looking at things the right way. Yirmiyah has been giving very good advice to the Jews who have refused to take it. And now he sends some advice to the exiled Jews. After the departure of King Yechoniah, departure is a nice way of putting it. It's not really after he left, it's after he was dragged off in chains. The Hagivira and the queen mother, Rashi, Radak, everybody says this is the mother of the king. Yochanan's mother was exiled with him, it says in Malachim Beis. V'hasari Sim, Sari Yehuda of Yerushalayim, and the great officers, the princes of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, the Hecha Rosh, and the craftsmen, the Hamasker, and the gate sentries, those who watch the gate, the watchmen, Yerushalayim. They had all been exiled from Jerusalem. Masker can also mean those who close the gates, like Sagur, to close something. The Chazal tell us that these are the great Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, the sages, who would always be silent until they opened their mouths to speak, or when they opened their mouths to speak, everybody else would be silent. So they close the gates of everybody else's mouth when they have something important and clear to say, because we all listen to our Chazal, right? We don't go to Rabbi Google to Paskin. We ask a qualified Rav, a Manhig Yisrael. So no questions were left unanswered, and those few that were, nobody else could come up with any information they hadn't already considered. So Hamasker. Gimel Biad El Asa Ben Shafan. And the scroll went in the hand of El Asa, the son of Shafan, Ugemariah Ben Chilkiah. And Gemariah, the son of Chilkiah, which is leaves an interesting question, because that, I believe, was Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. So is it a relative? Perhaps. So whoever this is, these two people are going to be the ones carrying the scroll. Asher shalach Chilkiyah melech Yehuda el Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, Bavela, Lamar. Because Chilkiyahu was sending two envoys to Nebuchadnezzar, and so Yirmiyah sees the opportunity to send his scroll along with the official documentation that was being sent to Babel. Since they're going to see Nebuchadnezzar of Babel anyway, they're going to be in town and they'll see a whole bunch of Jewish leaders. And while they're there, please hand over the scroll, says Yirmiyah, that I am giving you. Ko amar Hashem Tzavakos Elokei Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Israel, says, L'chol ha'gola, asher iglesim, Yerushalayim bavela. To all of the exile, which I have exiled from Yerushalayim to Bavel. Benu vatim v'shevu. Build houses and live in them. It's going to be permanent. And so as David says, you are not leaving Bavel anytime soon. Hilo seitzumi Bavel bizman karov. Don't listen to Hananya. Benitu ganos. Plant gardens. V'ichlu es piryan. And eat their produce, eat their fruit. You're going to be there even longer than it takes to build a house. You're going to be there long enough to plant trees and then eat the fruit that comes off it. So don't believe the false prophets who say you're coming home any day because you're not. You'll be there for generations. For your own sake, don't start trouble and try to force your way back. Remember Shevet Ephraim trying to leave Mitzrayim early to get into Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like a great idea every time that we think we're going to force fate to follow our timetable. But we can't, because that's not Hashem's timetable, and so ultimately that's going to fail.